In our parsha, when we're told about tzaras, the Torah says, Adam kebo'or b'saro seitu sapachat. Adam, when a person has on his flesh one of these afflictions. And the question is, why does it use the word Adam? We know that there are many different languages to use for a man or a person. Ish, gever, enosh, Adam. Why Adam? So the Admor from Ishbitza gives a beautiful explanation. He explains that of all of them, Adam is the most the most incredible, the most lofty of all. And so, understand, says the Torah, Adam kibor b'saro seitu sepachad. A person that succumbs to this aveira of Lashon Hara generally is someone who is on a more uplifted level. Adam kibor b'saro seitu sepachad. The Torah wants us to know that the higher the person, the more potential there is for that person to mess up. If it's a lowly person with no anything, then it's less likely that that's going to happen. Adam, be careful, because just because you're great doesn't mean that you won't sin. Interestingly, if you take a look at the last letters of Yihyeh, Be'or, B'saro, Se'et, it actually is Hey, Reish, Vav, Tav, which is Torah backwards. Perhaps the answer to that, the reason why it's there, says the Chesed L'Avraham, is because it's hinting at the fact that even if you have Torah, it doesn't really make a difference. If you become haughty in your greatness in Torah, it's all gone. And I think that's why it's specifically written backwards, to say, if you are haughty and you speak Lashon Hara, you're a Talmud Chacham and have a lot of Torah, then you've inverted the purpose of the Torah. And so what the Torah, I think, is saying in a really, really hinted way is Adam. Understand, even if you're an Adam, even if you're an Adam Gadol, and even if you're Malei Torah, you're full of Torah, if you change what Torah is supposed to be, and instead of it becoming something that is uplifting and something that helps extend other people to great heights, but it does the opposite, it knocks people down, then yes, you might be an Adam, but you're missing out on the purpose of Torah. And therefore, that person ends up becoming a person afflicted with tzaras. Have a great day.